Now, Chew on This, your health and wellness headlines and media propaganda report with Dr. David Friedman and the poster child of sassiness, the author of the Skinny Bitch book series, Kim Barnewen.
Hello and happy Valentine's Day, everybody. You know, tonight's going to be a special romantic evening of intimacy, and millions of couples are going to snuggle in front of the TV. They're going to watch that romantic movie. Well, if that's on your list, our first news you can use may convince you it might be better to take a nice romantic walk instead. According to a new Harvard study, watching TV lowers sperm production and decreases libido. Even watching shows like The Big Bang Theory, and yes, even Bones, will destroy semen. Men who view more than 20 hours of TV shows weekly have a 44% lower sperm count compared to those who watch minimal to no television. That's just 3 hours a day. Does that sound like you, men? Kim, there's several theories out there on why TV lowers sperm count. What is your belief?
Well, you know, this is one of these things that I feel like I've seen firsthand and never put the two together, so this study makes a lot of sense to me. Well, they're saying, you know, that in the last few decades that sperm count has been on the decline. So they're trying to take a look at this, and we in the Western, you know, culture have been so sedentary, they say, that that's one of the major problems, that instead of getting out, getting some exercise, that men are more likely, well, a lot of men are at home sitting in front of the TV, so they're not getting the physical activity that stimulates the body to produce more antioxidants, which helps prevent the oxidative stress that can prevent the sperm cell production. So exercise is so important physiologically. What it does to their bodies is important,
right?
But you also think about the position that men sit in when they're watching TV. Man parts get a little squished and overheated and raises the temperature.
Yeah, and it's not just TV, but the sedentary gamers, the YouTubers, the Facebookers, sitting for hours at a time, as you mentioned, that increases the groin area temperature that destroys sperm. And when men walk or stand, their testicles actually hang lower, and there's a reason for that. They stay cooler. That's why they're in those sacks, because it forms sperm when they're cool, and when they're squished together, they get squashed and they die, and actually throws your endocrine system out, lowers your testosterone. And Kim, also, I would think, and there's a lot of theories, but I'm thinking men that watch TV also see all these commercials for junk food, and that increases their appetite.
Right. I mean, what do you do when you're sitting watching TV? You want to munch. So, you know, they're eating chips and, you know, dips and bad foods that are bad. It's not like they're going to sit and say, wow, I would love some carrots or some cut up vegetables right now. You know, you're eating food. They're eating foods that are bad for them. So it's the, you know, weight gain, the bad food, the poor diet, the not exercising. It's just, it turns out to be this lifestyle that's so unhealthy in so many ways for them.
It's all, you know, I think TiVo and DVRs are also a big factor. You know, the old days, if we missed a show, darn it, we missed it, so be it. Now, at your leisure, you can sit 3 hours and watch recorded TV every single night. And I think that's another issue.
Well, you know, to get personal, I definitely have had some fertility issues in my life. My son was it took a really long time to conceive my son. And to be honest, my husband is a couch potato.
Right.
And this really made me take a look at that and say, wow, now I'm just wondering why, scratching my head, baby number two never came along. This explains
a
lot.
Definitely
hits home for me.
It does, and so I guess the advice would be, men, if you do sit and watch TV, get up and do some exercises during the show, or if you have a treadmill, put it near your TV. If you nosh while watching, you know, TV, stay away from those sperm-killing comfort foods, as Kim mentioned, because those they'll destroy your sperm. You want whole food snacks like hummus, celery, almonds, pistachios. One neat tip, Kim, is I tell men, if they're TV watchers and they're having a testosterone problem, that cold beverage, nestle it between their legs, because it keeps the testosterone cooler, and that promotes testosterone increase. Great. Hey, our next chew on this segment comes from Men's Health. Alcohol is touted as the ultimate confidence booster, believed to enhance the action between the sheets, but research shows alcohol lowers a man's testosterone, actually raises his cortisol levels, which creates a lack of performance. For females, alcohol does increase your desire for sex, but it lowers your ability to climax. Kim, what's your take on getting schnockered tonight to ignite a Valentine's evening of romantic interlude?
See, this is why I know I don't drink for a reason, and this is one of them, that, you know, I didn't have those crazy college days where, you know, you're so incapacitated by the alcohol that you have beer goggles on and think everything is so rosy. But when you see that there's actual physical effects on not only a woman's body, but, on, you know, especially on the topic of men's bodies, this is
right.
People should be getting away from the champagne and the drinking tonight and get away from the TV and get out and take a nice romantic walk together someplace. If you live somewhere where it's semi-warm, go to the beach together. But this is definitely a bad thing, and they say that the stress hormones in your body, you know, and you were saying that the cortisol levels rise mm-hmm. when you're drinking, but this also, when that happens, your body gets in those fight-or-flight situations because your stress hormones are up there. In those conditions, your body shuts off the reproductive system by suppressing testosterone to get the blood into the muscles. So,
right.
You know, here's another way that you're eliminating, you know, testosterone and your manhood from, you know, taking over tonight and having some real man fun. So,
right.
Yeah, that's
and they call it a beer belly for a reason. Alcohol does increase your belly fat, and that's dangerous visceral fat, wreaks havoc on both men and female sex lives. You mentioned, you know, to forego the wine or champagne. A great thing for especially Valentine's, dark chocolate. Go with it, folks. It actually has natural chemicals that produce the being in love feeling and reduces the cortisol levels, which helps increase a man's ability to perform. And, you know, you got chocolate bar, chocolate fondue, a lot of ways to increase that romantic spark with your Valentine. And if you do have alcohol tonight, have just one drink. Don't get crazy because, as Kim mentioned, it just throws you off. Is that I have a couple Valentine's trivia questions here. Let's see if you get this one, Kim. What percentage of Valentine's Day cards are purchased by females? What would you guess?
Oh, it would have to be up there, like, in the 80 percentile somewhere.
You got it. Actually, according to the American Greeting Card Association, 85% of cards are purchased by females. That shocked me.
Oh,
I did not expect that. But, you know, hey, men, but men, guess what? We lead the way in flower purchases. 63% of flowers purchased on Valentine's Day are by men. Sadly, Kim, in the female category, 18% of the purchases are for themselves. How sad is that?
Well, you know, speaking of flowers, I have to give a little heads up to Home Depot. They're one of the smartest companies of all times because they sell flowers in their store. So my husband comes home with flowers now more often than he ever did because he loves going to Home Depot, and they're smart enough. Guys are going to come in the store. Oh, look, a beautiful bouquet for my wife
right.
who's at home. So smart. Yeah, so I totally believe the men are out there getting their flowers. Doesn't matter where it's from. We still love them.
But, Kim, is he smart enough to pull the Home Depot sticker off of the flowers
right.
before
no,
he gives it to you?
Because I always
no.
know where they come from.
I know they have
still flowers, and I'll take them.
There's still flowers. It's still a thought. Even if it says 7-Eleven grocery store, it's still,
right.
it's still the concept. But I guess that might be, you know, that could be why, because you make a good point, because flowers are everywhere. I see them at the grocery stores when you walk in. And then, you know, with cards, I guess that's more where females gravitate and would buy cards for their man. So that was a kind of a shocking trend there as well.
I know, and women love to buy them for our best friends, too. Like, I know my friends and I are really into cards, you know, that expresses how we, you know, we love doing that stuff for everyone in our life. And, yeah, sometimes, you know, the men are, you know, sign a little something if they remember to get a card. It's so funny. But the flowers, they're beautiful, and that's just lovely, too. So.
You're beautiful, nice, smile, good. Well, fantastic. So good, two little good trivia there. We had two nice little chews you can chew on news you can use. And that concludes our Valentine's Day Chew on This. If you have topics you want us to digest, you can get with us on Chew on This at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Stay in touch with Kim on Twitter, SkinnyB, and me at Dr. David Friedman. Don't go away. We have a more power-packed show coming up with lots of good tips you can use on Valentine's Day.